All right. So in Fortran, you don't have any nifty data structures, so you have to be careful about how you define things. So things that could be integers are defined to be integers. When you need a true data structure, you have to define them to be an array. So this thing called status, which, although I didn't discuss it, has a structure and a standard structure defined in MPI for C. Status is an array in Fortran. Notice that there are these hosts of standard constants which are predefined in the header file, so the status is given a size which is predefined. The tag, which is has some overlap with the communicator, but is used as the simplest way of discriminating messages. If you wish to accept any message, you set the tag to be any, this thing here, MPI underbar any underbar tag. That would be the normal thing you would use. You would only wish to use a tag if you were sitting there receiving messages and you didn't know which message you were going to receive. In the examples we've done up to now, you always know what message you're going to receive because the processors are running essentially in lockstep, so each processor knows what it's going to receive. So for that case, you can use any tag. If you adopted a more asynchronous communication where people just started sending messages, and so you, for instance, in that Jacobi iteration, we know, each processor knows in which order it will receive it, whether it receives the north, south, east, or west processor first. It knows that because it knows how it was coded. But if you code it in a different way, you could do it in a way that it didn't know which processor it was receiving the message for. So that will be an example where you'd set a tag in the message telling you which of the adjacent processors were sending it, and then by testing on that tag you would know how to use the message.